Treshim, Sechtes, Svachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We will begin Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Daf Kuf Tez Zayin, Amid Be'ez, 10 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us Kachm Kalim Necholim, B'chol Machni Yisrael. Kachm Kalim may be eaten anywhere in Machni Yisrael. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna explains what does the Mishnah mean to say. B'chol Mekom is Yisrael. Wherever there are Yisrael, Ava machna lohavi. If there's no machna Yisrael, there's no iser to eat kachim kalim, even if it's not a machna, even if it's not a machna Yisrael. So Rashi explains that what Rav Huna means to say that the kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten anywhere in anywhere. Jews live. And I saw that the Ragachov in the Sefer Tzofnes Pneich explains what the Gemara means to say was that we know that outside of Machne Yisrael was the place where the Mitzrayim was sent, as the Pasuk says very clearly, Tzavas Mnei Yisrael V'Shachem and Amachne Kol Tzuru V'Kol Zov. And that was also a place where the Erev Lav lived. And Rav Huna says that when we speak about these people that had to be outside of Machne Yisrael, still, when it comes to eating Kachim Kalim, they're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim even in these places, which were really reserved for the Mitzrayim and the Gerim to live there. That's one approach I saw in explaining this Gemara. Another approach that I saw in explaining, and this is Rabbeinu Chananel's approach, that when the Mishnah says that Kachim Kalim Necholim B'chol Machne Yisrael, it doesn't mean to a Machna, it means Mekaymus Yisrael, that in the Midbar there were only two Machnas, Machna Shechina or Machna Leviyah, and Klal Yisrael were eating the Kachim only Machna Leviyah. And that's the question, why over here is it has a broader permissibility? Eisei, Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Machnas Midbar Havi, is that true? Again, that there were no Machnas, no Machnas Yisrael. In the Midbar, the Tanya doesn't the Brisa say, Shem Shemachna Midbar, Kech Machna Rishlaim. Just like there was a Machna in the Midbar, so was there Machne in Yerushalayim. And the Brais explains, but Tanya, have we not learned when we speak about Yerushalayim, have we not learned Yerushalayim Lahar Bayis, from Yerushalayim to the Har Bayis is Machne Yisrael. Mahar Bayis to Shah Nikner, which is the east side, east gate to the Azara, is Machne Leviyah. Bekam Ve'elach, anywhere deeper is Machne Shniyim, Machne Shechina, V'hein Hein, the area that we just described, which is Machne Shechina, Mekaloyim Shebemidbar, is like the Azara, the climb that was in Midbar. So we see that just like in Yerushalayim, we're only allowed to eat inside the Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, so too, in the Midbar, we can't just eat anywhere, as Rav Huna is suggesting. It has to be in the Machne Yisrael. Ela Eima says the Gemara, what Rav Huna means to say, B'chol Mokei Machne Yisrael, if somebody brought Kachim Kalim, and he had in his possession meat that was Kodesh, and now they disassembled the Mishkan, and they start traveling further, the halacha is that once they come to a new place, they will be allowed to continue eating the basar kachim. Ask the Pshita, why shouldn't they? Answers the Gemara, Madatayim Ifsla B'yotzei, we would think that perhaps when they started traveling, it becomes possible because it went out of the Machna, it went out of Chutz M'kayme, given that the Machnas were disassembled. Kamash Malan, that is not the halacha, and that the halacha is that you could continue once the machnas are erected again. You'll be able to eat kachim wherever you need to eat. Vemachinami, but ask them, or maybe indeed, and once the machnas are disassembled, you should not be allowed to go back, even when they're reassembled, and eat. Answer them, I'm a craw. The pasuk says, v'nosa oil moid. The pasuk says, as the oil moid traveled, the pasuk calls it still v'nosa oil moid. What do we learn from the words v'nosa oil moid? Drabi shenosa. Even though the oil moid is traveling, it's still oil moid. And since even when it's traveling, it's still considered oil moid, so it doesn't lose the kedusha of oil moid, and you could continue eating. However, and it's not considered like it was mechutz l'machna, but Rashi points out that even though when the oil moid is put back up, they could eat again in their machnas, that's only when the oil moid is reassembled. But Rashi says, while they're actually traveling, then they wouldn't be allowed to eat. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos holds that not only were they allowed to eat when the oil moid was reassembled, but they were allowed to eat even as they were traveling. It says the Matanya Bashim Bein Chai Omer, Oira Cheres Haisa, there was another area, another machna. It's called Chil, the Chil, Vezras Noshim. Somebody who enters into those areas when the Chas V'Sham B'Tumah, they don't get punishment. B'Shiloi, continues the Braisa, L'Hoya L'Shnei Machnas B'Vad, there were only two Machnas. Ask the Gemara, we're saying that in the Shiloi, there were only two out of the three. So ask the Gemara, Haimanai Lohava, which was the missing one? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Mstaber, the Machna L'Voy Havoy. It makes sense that the Machna that was missing was Machna Leviya. This Al-Kadatach, if we're going to say Machna Leviya Lohava, it makes sense to say Machna Leviya still existed. For says the Gemara, this Al-Kadatach Machna Leviya Lohava, if we're going to say that the Machna Leviya no longer existed, we're going to have the following situation. Nimtzu Zovim V'Tumei Mesim, which normally, who normally may be a Machna Yisrael. So don't, and if there's no Machna Leviya, well, it turned out to be is that they're only expelled Mishtach Mechutz Machnachas. They're only expelled from one Machna, the Machna Shechina. But the Torah says regarding them, the Zavim Tamei Mason, V'lo Yitamu Es Machnehem. Machnehem is Losh and Rabim. Hitem Machna L'zeh. The Torah says that the Tamei Mason have to be expelled from the Machna Shechina, but they're allowed to be in the Machna Leviya. Or Machna Leviya, and we have to send out the Zavim and the Baal Ikeri, not only from Machna Shechina, also from Machna Leviya. So if they have to be expelled from Machna Leviya, obviously suggests the Gemara, there must have been a Machna Leviya, otherwise how can we accomplish this expulsion? Amalei Rava, so Rava says back, Elamai, so what are you saying? The Machna Leviya loy havoy. What you're saying, therefore, is that there was, what are you going to say? Machna Yisrael loy havoy. That the missing Machna was the one that was missing. Nimtza, if that's the case, Zavon Mitzrayim Mishtachel Makom Echad. So if that's the case, then the Zavon and Mitzrayim are sent out only from the Machna Leviya. But we know that the Torah, when it speaks about the Mitzrayah, Torah Kedosha says, Bodad Yeshiv, he has to be completely expelled. Shlo Yitame Achar Imoy. Nobody else is allowed to be there. But the way we're learning now, he wouldn't be totally isolated. El Olam says that because of all these questions, we must say Kulam Tlosahava, that all of the Machnas that we know exist were in Shiloi as well. What is meant when the Gemara said Lehayal Shtei Machnas Leklita? The Machna Leviyim Shiloi, even though we know that when there's somebody who is Ritzeach B'Shagig, when somebody murders somebody B'Shagig, one of the places he could run for safety is the Machna Leviyah. That then happened there. And the only way he could be protected when Shiloi was standing was the 120 Ari Miklat. The Ari Leviya can't be there. So the Gemara said it was difficult to assume that there was no Machne Yisrael, because then it would turn out that the Mitzayr would not be accomplished budded Yeshev. And I saw that Rav Aaron Leishtem Zatzal explains, what does that mean? He says that the Torah Kedosha says that there's a special din of Shiluach HaMetzayra. There's a special din that the Metzayra has to be sent out from all the Machnas to a place where no one else is. But if he's going to be sent to a place with other people, so it's lacking in the obligation of doing shiluach to that place. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the Torah says regarding the Metzayra, Badad Yeshev. And the definition of Badad Yeshev is that he should be alone. But if he ends up being in a place where he is not alone, because other people who are expelled are there as well, so that's not the proper accomplishment of Badad Yeshev. So, according to the Gemara says, the Machne Leviya was missing as far as the Halacha, that the Machne Leviya is a place where that they could run. The Mechlal, says the Gemara, have a cult of Machne Leviya. So it's saying that the Bryce is teaching us that there's a special Halacha in Shiloh that there's no Machne Leviya from where murderers could escape. But that means that the Torah is saying that in the Midbar, that wasn't an issue. In, says the Gemara, that indeed is the, was the case. For Tanya, and says the Gemara, that's what we learn in a Braisa, where the Pasuk speaks about someone who, Rachman Slan, killed somebody else, Bishoygi. And the Torah says, Vashaloi Tzoda, if it wasn't premeditated, Vesamtel Chamokam Shiyon Shoma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Samtelcha b'chayecha makim, you're going to have the opportunity to designate Ari Miklat where the people kill b'shoygi. And that was indeed happened, that Moshe Rabbeinu designated late in the 40 years in the Midbar the Ari Miklat. The Sfas Emes, and trying to understand this Gemara, tries to understand that if the Machne Leviya wasn't effective, then it must be that there were Ari Miklat that were effective. But there were no Ari Miklat, as we just said, that in operation until the end of the 40 years when Moshe Rabbeinu designated them. So what were the Ari Miklat? So some want to suggest it was the Mizbeach or the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, but that is difficult to understand, that that would be the place that they that the murderers should run. So it's very not clear where this was. The Pasuk says, V'samtelcha mokom shiyon ha-shama, says the Gemara, Mekoimcha, the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was, which is Machne Leviya, ha-shiyon ha-shama, says the Gemara, Melamed shemaglin b'midbar, that in the Madbar they were sent to the Ari Miklat, Olehechen Goyle LeMachne Leviya. Mikan Amru. So says the Gemara, if they were sent to the Machne Leviya, we learn from here that Ben Levi lives in one of the Ari Leviyim, Shahara Goyle Miplach LePlach. He goes to one of the others, to a different city. Vim Goyle LePalchoy. But if he didn't go to a different city, he remained in the city where he was, because we're saying the Machne Leviya doesn't work, but the Ari Levim do work, then Palchai Kaitai. Then even though it's not really representing that he's moving somewhere else, it will be effective for him to be safe. My craw, ask the Gemara, where do we see this from the Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravach Rei Deravikam, because the Pasuk says, Kibi'ir Miklata Yeshev, Ir Shekotasai Kvar. Even the city that he lived in previously will be, even the city that he had been living in previously, the halacha is that it will help that it will save him. Rashi explains that we're speaking about a case where this killing took place in Darim Miklat. And instead of running to another city, he fled to another neighbor in the same city. Tysus explains that although it's preferable for the murderer to flee to another city, if he goes to a different neighbor in the same city, but the Evid, it's acceptable. The Rambam, however, has a different way of understanding the Gemara. He says that the Gemara is referring to somebody who lives in Ari Miklat. And this individual who lives in Ari Miklat killed someone else while he was in another city. The Gemara is telling us that the killer could flee from the scene of the murder to his own city, and he's not obligated to leave his own town, to leave his hometown. Rashi and Tosfos disagree with the Rambam because they explain that the whole concept of galus means to run away, to be not where you normally live. According to this understanding, he will remain where he always lived till now. The Rambam presumably is of the opinion that the reason that a killer has to go to galus is out of compassion and consideration for the relatives of the victim, that they shouldn't have to encounter the person who murdered their relative. Therefore, according to the Rambam, once this person is not where he always was, once he's not where these victims' relatives live, it's ready enough for him to go back home because he's not going to encounter the relatives of the individual whom he killed. We learned in Mishnah, Baal and Gilgal, when they arrived in Gilgal, Hitra Bamas, at that point, the Bamas became mutter. Says the Gemara, what did they bring on the Bamas? Tana Bonan, call Nidav and Nidav, any carbon, which is not a carbon that you're obligated to bring, that you bring a nether and a dava, how a carbon bama was born on the bama. However, Shein Nidav and Nidav, a carbon that's not a donated carbon, it's a carbon that you are obligated to bring, like a carbon chatzos, carbon osham, the halacha is ain carbon bama. Continues the Braisa, Mincha v'Naziris, the Nazir brings either Kabbanis when he finishes his term of Naziris, or he brings Kabbanis if he became Tomei and is going to lose the days and start again. Kraven b'bama. They can be brought on the bama because these are the kind of Kabbanis that can be brought but not Dovra. Because, again, Ramei holds, this Nazir took it upon himself to be a Nazir. And since he's the one that took it upon himself, since he is the individual that took it upon himself to be a Nazir, it's understandable why it's like considered like a Nidav and Nidav. Because what are we saying is the definition of Nidav and Nidav? Something that you donated. This is something that Nidav and Nidav, this is something that he chose, this is something that he chose to donate. Since it's something that he chose to donate, that's why he could bring it on a bama. V'cham Imrim says, he says, it's not dependent if it was something that you brought because you donated. What is the crucial consideration is that it should only be carbon oil and carbon shlamim. Any carbon that was brought in the Ayal Midbar, Mekroivim by Ayal Ma'ach by Gilgal. There's no difference between the Ayal Ma'ach and the Mishkan and the Ayal Ma'ach and the Gilgal. What he's trying to say is that on the Bamas Seber, you could bring a carbon that belongs to a Yachid, like a Chatas Asham, just like they did in the Mishkan. Rabbi Huda is saying that according to a Ramein the Chachamim, that did not bring kabbanis that a yachid is bringing, even if they're kabbanis chayva. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Huda, Ma bein oyel moed shem midbar. How do we differentiate between the oyel moed and the midbar? Lo bein oyel moed shem Gilgal. To the oyel moed in Gilgal. Answers the Gemara. Oyel moed shem midbar lo hayu bamis b'taras. When the oyel moed was standing in the midbar, bamis were not permissible. But the bamis yachid b'roish gagoy. In the time that there was the oil mine in Gilgal, Haya Bombs Mataris, at that point the Bombs were Mataris. Then if somebody built a bomb on his roof, the only Kabbalists he could bring there were oil of Shlomim. The Chamim, the opinion of Chamim is, Kosha Tzri B'Makriyim B'Yamayit Shemimimimid, anything that the Tzibur brought in the oil mine in the Midbar, Makriyim B'Yamayit Shemimimimimimimimimimimim, V'Kan, both in the Midbar and the Gilgal, like Karv Yachid, the Yachid did not bring even the Bamatsiba al oil of Shlombabad. They did not bring Milchas from the Ziris. So according to all the Tanoim, as far as the carbon Tzibur, there's no difference between the Almaid and Gilgal and the Almaid in the Midbar. However, Reb Shimon holds, Ap Tzibur, like Krivu, the only carbon that the Tzibur brought on the Bamat Gedoyla and Gilgal, was al psofim with karban pesach the chayv shikfulam zman and kabanas tzibur that will have a specific time. What does that mean? A karban tamid has a specific time when you bring it, but a karban musaf brought on yontif or shchaydish, whereas a param dovish tzibur or sirah vaydazara, even though they're brought by the tzibur, you can't bring that on the bamish of a Gilgal. Asked the Gemara, Rameyah said that in the Bamak Tana, they brought only Kabbanas that are brought v'nedova. Asked him on my time to Rameyah, what is the basis for Rameyah's opinion? Says the Gemara, Amakra, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klai Yisrael instructions about Kabbanas that they will bring when they go over the Yardin and Tetz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Lo sasun kechol asher nachnu oisim po hayoyim ish kol yoshe be'enav. Amar la Moshe Yisrael, what this means is that Moshe Rabbeinu said that when you come, Kilisulat, when you come to Yisrael, and the oil moyed, and the oil moyed will be in Gilgal, don't treat it the same way as we are in the Midbar. Because while we were in the Midbar and had the oil moed, all kabbanas were permissible to be brought. What does that mean? Bain, all kabbanas were permissible to be brought. Chayvus that had an obligation, were connected to a specific time. Kabbanas that were not brought at a specific time, carbon tzibur, carbon yachid. But in the Gilgal, the pasuk says ish kol hayoshe be'enav. What does that mean? Ish means an individual. Kol hayoshe be'enav, yisharos, kabbanas that are brought because we want to bring the kabbanas. That's what takrivu, which is like an oil and shlamim, chayves chatzis and tzibur. Lois akrivu, says the Gemara. Furthermore, menachas unaziris, the carbon naziris aren't considered chayvis, rather considered yisharos danu. They're the type of kabbanas that are given because one donated to give the carbon, because one is obligated to bring the carbon nazar because he chose to be a nazar. Rabbanan disagree with Rameya, and they hold a milcha. B'bama, the first halacha that they say is there was never a carbon mincha brought on a bama, and that halacha applies both by bama ketana and a bama gedola. And they also say we don't look at naziris as a donated carbon, but rather their opinion is that the naziris are chayvus nanu, they're considered obligatory kabbanas, and therefore not brought. And therefore may not be brought on a bama. The Rashi explains, According to the opinion that we just said, that the mincha was not brought in the bama. So according to this, that the carbon lechem aponim, which we know is considered a carbon mincha, was also not brought on the bama. However, there are those that disagree with the Rash, and they say that when Gemara says ein mincha b'bama here, it means ein mincha b'bama's yochid, but a mincha is brought on a mincha's tzibur is brought. The mincha that we're saying that's not brought is only a mincha's yochid, not a mincha tzibur. Amishmu says the Gemara, the machlokes that we just learned between Ramei and the Chachamim regarding the carbon nazir is only b'chatas for asham. It's only the chatas for asham that the nazir brings, but the oil of ashlamim that the nazir brings, they're in the category of a carbon shlamim, and therefore they can be poured on the bama. Ma'asev Rava. So Rava asks on Shmuel. The Braisa says the chaz v'shloik, which is taken from the carbon shlamim, the carbon tamim, carbon shlamim, carbon toida, and given to the kain, the trumas lachme toida, that the halach is when you bring a carbon toida, you have to bring 40 chalas along, 10 times 4. And from each one of the different 4 types, you have to give 1 to the kain. So that means the kain receives in total 4 chalas. Nahagim abama gedoyla. The halach is that if you bring a carbon shlamim or carbon toida on the bama gedoyla, so you give the chaz v'shoik from the carbon shlamim to the kayin, and these chalas you give to the kayin. However, vein nahagim b'bama ketana. If somebody brought a shlamim or a taida on a bama ketana, there is no halacha of chaz v'shoik, and there's no halacha from the carbon taida of these 4 chalas. Vilas roi m'shela. When a nazir brings an el shlamim, he has to bring the ale, zroi b'shela, they cook the forearm and it's given to the kayin. Shaira was not mentioned that it applies in the bama gedoyla and not in the ketana. It seems that this braisa is of the opinion that the shami nazir are not brought on the bama. And that's why the braisa did not choose to tell us what the halach is. Because if the shami nazir were brought, so then we should say that the shami nazir are given to the kayanim. So in Amrit b'shlama, if we'll say the Ramei and Chachamim are disagreeing by Oil of Shlama Pligi, that the coin to Chacham Shami Nazir were not brought on the Bama, because they hold that Nazir is not in the category of donated carbon. So we could say that this Brisa, which didn't choose to speak about the Zroi B'Shela that the Nazir brings, is following the opinion, Harmani, it's following the opinion of the Rabbanim. We're going to say the mechatz v'ashem pligi, but everybody agrees that the shalmei nazir were brought on the bama. So this braisa that omits speaking about the zroi b'shela, whose opinion what are we referring? Says the Gemara, Eliyot ma'achietna. Amishmo machloikes ba'oil v'shlamim. The machloikes is about the oil of shlamim of the nazir. Rabbanon hold that they're not brought. Ramea holds that they are brought. Abachatis v'asham, the Rehakol, everybody will agree, even Ramei will agree, the Rehakol, Chavis Nanu, that they are in the category of something that's about Chayva, and are not brought on the Bama, and it's not a subject of Machloikus of Rabbanon, it's not a subject of Machloikus of Rabbanon and Ramei. So if the halacha is that the Shlomim are considered perhaps a dover that's neither the nidder, and it's because the nazir chose to become a nazir. So then, why would the rabbanon disagree and hold that the oil of shlomim are not considered something that's donated? So I saw that the Chedushi Basra explains that when somebody takes upon himself naziris, it's not to be viewed as he took upon himself to bring oil of shlamim. The way to look at it is he took upon himself to be a nazir. The outcome of being a Nazir is that ultimately he's going to have to bring certain kabbanas. But it doesn't, we should not view it as he took upon himself oil of Shlomim. That wasn't what he took upon himself. And that's why it's not considered nidav and nidav. And that's why the Rabbanan hold that a Nazir will not bring the oil of Shlomim on a bama.